Once the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-esque menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
And with that, we welcome you back to Valley Falls, Kansas, and the Class 2A State Substate Basketball Venue. For tonight, it's championship night. Ladies game first. It's about to go. The guys' game coming up after this one around 7 o'clock. Good to have you back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Izzy upstairs here to my left. Tom Counts is with you, and here are a couple of teams that know each other really, really well. We're going to be talking about that as the evening goes along. But first of all, as the public address announcers introducing the starters to a packed house here tonight, Izzy, how about you share the starters with our listeners today?
Starting off with Jackson Heights, we have number 1, Canyon Oldering. Number 10, Mackenzie McMahon. Number 11, Kaylee Thompson. Number 15, Rebecca Huffles. And number 15, Kylie Beekman. And for JCN, we have number 10, Tara Wistuba. Number 12, Claire Jobbins. Number 22, Allison Thompson. Number 30, Clara Johnson. And finally, number 32, Leah Tweed.
Jackson Heights coming into the ballgame tonight is 21-1. JCN comes into the contest at 15-8. These two teams got here with respective wins two nights ago. Jackson Heights getting by Riverside in a thriller, 47-46, and JCN defeated ACCHS 43-37. We are up and away, and it's controlled down by Lady Chargers. We're underway. Jefferson County North with the basketball. The pass will go into the lane. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and coming back here to get a JCN. When these two teams have met the first two times this season in conference play, they are both NEKL teams. Back on the 17th of December, here's a shot up off the window. It's good for JCN, and knocking it down, Lydia. JCN leading it 2-0. We're not quite a half a minute in. So on December the 17th, it was a 42-22. Big win for Jackson Heights. That was in Winchester. Then, just a couple of weeks ago, on the 15th of February, at Jackson Heights. It was a 43-27. Again, another big win for Heights over JCS. Right now, though, early moments of the ball game, and Jackson Heights is going to throw it away over to the left side. It'll go out of bounds. Lady Chargers back up with it. JCN is the traveling team. They are in their Kelly Green uniforms with white and black lettering and trim. It is a home white for Jackson Heights with forest green, a dark, dark green. A minute into the game, it's 2-0. Jeff North in front. Both teams starting off with zone defense. There's a cross-court pass going to be batted away. Oberding chases it down. She's going to outrun. Kara shoots and scores. Canyon Oberding with the steal and the bucket, and the game is tied at 2 and 6:47 to go. Here's a shot from the outside. Up, no. Offensive rebound pulled down. It's going to be taken away from Lydia. And here comes Oberding. She'll outlet it down the right side. Deepman. Back out on top comes Jackson Heights. They'll go to the left side. The three-point shot in and out. Nope. Rebound. Jobbins had it. Lost it. And it's going to be kicked out of bounds to JCN. A minute and a half into the game. It's 2-2. Here with Stuba. Takes a little glance over the right shoulder at Charger head coach Steve Noel. Sees what he wants done. And here comes the Jeff North offense. The feed will go over to the left block where it's going to be batted away and out of Lydia's hands, and it's going to go out of bounds and it'll be off Jeff North. So the Lady Chargers hitting that first early bucket, and now since then have had a couple of hard turnovers. Back up the floor with the basketball, it's going to come. Cobras with the ball. 2 minutes into the game, into the 2-2 contest. Now the pass down to the baseline. Going to be slapped out of bounds. Claire Jobbins getting a hand on it. Again, it's going to be Jackson Heights putting it in play. Jackson Heights 21-1. It was a big win for them over Riverside. A game that Riverside had a pretty good spot. Jackson Heights scored with a little over a second to play. Here's a shot up missing. The follow shot missing, but we're going to get a JCN foul called. Officials going to throw it over to the scorer's table, and it is going to be on Claire. It'll be Jobbins' first foul. And coming to the free throw line, the shot is up and no good for Oberding. So Canyon Oberding does not hit the front shot. She's got one more coming up here. It is on its way, and it will not go in either. Jason is going to rebound it down. Here come the Lady Chargers in a 2-2 ball game. We've been stuck on this score for a little while. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Jason with it, swings around to the left side. There are a lot of arguments, I'm sure, that you could make, but I would think lower-scoring teams would probably behoove Jefferson County North a little bit. Swing pass over to the left side. Bit of a head fake. Wastuba can't get rid of it. Goes back to the right. Jobbins will step inside the circle. Out on top. Johnson for three. Gets it. Clara Johnson for three. JCN goes up at 5-2. 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Again, the Cobras work around the outside. JCN's sticking in that 2-3 zone right now. We've seen them use a lot of zone variations during the course of the year, and certainly here during the course of the playoffs. Out on top, it'll go to Oberding. She'll cut into the lane, dump it off down low. Beautiful pass. And the bucket is up and good, and a late foul. So McMahon is going to get the bucket, coming to the free throw line, and the foul is going to be on Lydia Tweed. So for Lydia, it'll be foul number one, JCN team foul two. Stepping up there, McMahon, shot way short. Rebound, Macy. So Thompson is going to clear down the basketball at Jefferson County North, now hanging on to a single-digit lead, 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Top side with it is going to be Jobbins. Looks into the middle instead, brings it over to the right side. Tweed's going to have it deep in the corner. They work in front of the Cobra bench. Back over to the left side. Johnson. She'll bring it off on top. Tweed. Right side it goes. Jobbins into the corner with Stuga. Stacy and working against, again, this 2-3 zone. They'll drive baseline. Big collision. Blocking foul. Whistle's going to be on Kylie Diekman. So Heights will have their first foul of the game. We have a substitution coming into the ball game for Jefferson County North, and checking in is going to be Abby Laird. Abby, a sophomore, she'll take that 5 place. Skip pass coming in is going to be kicked out of bounds by Jackson Heights and Kaylee Thompson. Casey Hill going to bring it in again. This time they're going to lob it out on top and throw it away right into the hands of Overton. She saw what was coming, anticipated the pass, just ran it down, made a nice play of it. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is a 5-4 J.C. and Lee. There's a travel as she hits the floor and stumbles. We got a turnover by Jackson Heights. Hitting the deck, Kaylee Thompson. Didn't fall hard, just kind of stumbled, and that is enough. Here comes Jeff North. Inside 4 minutes of play in the opening quarter. It is 5-4. J.C. and with a single-digit lead. They work the perimeter again against the 2-3 Cobra zone. Laird will take it deep in the right corner. Comes back out on top with Stuba. She'll start to the left side. They'll swing it around to the edge. Pass underneath. And is that a foul? No, they're going to say she got a hand on the ball. A lot of contact underneath is diving for it. Rebecca Hutless. Elizabeth Easterday will come into the game now for JCN, the senior. And she's going to give Claire Jarvins a moment. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Chargers back over to the right side with Stuba. Out on top is going to be Johnson. Back to Stuba. Kara goes baseline, loses the handle. The defender reaches in, tries to pull the ball away. We're going to get a jump called. And possession will go to Jackson Heights. First substitution coming in for Heights is going to be Dawson Cochran. That's Dawson, right? 24. We established that the other night?
Yeah.
Okay. He's on the program, so we have to ask the people who know these things. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Jackson Heights with the basketballer, trailing it by one. They're working against that. Look at that. Is the 3-2s out there. The lob will go into the middle, and it's going to be picked up at the baseline. The shot no good, and a JCN foul committed by, pick on Macy. Macy Thompson picking up her first foul, and for JCN, it'll be team foul 3. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Coming to the line, Jackson Heights and McMahon. Her free throw is good. Mackenzie McMahon missed her first free throw a little while ago. She'll hit that one. Now 1 of 2 at the line, has 3 points, ties the game at 5. Chargers making a handful of substitutions. We'll pick them up as we go along. One more shot coming up here for McMahon. It is up, and the senior does not hit it. We got an offensive rebound pulled down by Heights. Right now, Jackson Heights showing me great hustle. They chase the ball, pursue the ball. Here's a falling away shot, wide to the left side, and the rebound going to be chased, and Jarvins just doesn't have the wheels to get to it, but luckily for JCN, it's going to go out of bounds to the Chargers. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. JCN looking to bring it in. Goes deep in the backcourt. Easterday. So is Duba. Tara. 4 defenders around her. Has the ball knocked out of her hands from behind. And she makes the wise decision not to reach down for that ball. It goes out of bounds. Back. It'll come to JCN at the foot of the Cobra bench. We're tied at 5 here in this Class 2A substate. Coming to you from Valley Falls, Kansas. JCN with the ball. Left shot in the middle is up and it won't go in. Lydia couldn't get it to fall, and back up it will come Jackson Heights. Heights is back up the floor. They'll work to the left side. 2.5 to go, opening quarter. Oberding had the ball, wanted to take that shot, then elects not to. They'll kick it over to the left side. Cochran kicked it to McMahon. Back out on top. It'll go to Oberding. Left side, Annie Allen in the game. Jackson Heights is a 7-player team. They play 7. That's how deep they are. And we're going to get contact and a foul call on Abby Laird. As the officials assess this penalty, it's my opportunity to remind you that this game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. Inbound shot is up, no good. Rebound to go down, JCN. Lydia Tweed clears it away, and Johnson will bring it up the floor. Top side, Easterday. Back over to the right is going to be Claire Jobbins. Out on top, Elizabeth. Goes to the right side to Macy. Inside, 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Still tied at 5. The pass in the middle. Way too much traffic for forcing that pass in. And the Chargers turn it over. Oberding left side, near travel, drives baseline, gets around a defender, feeds underneath the bucket, the shot is off the rim, nope. Rebound again, it's going to be Macy, she gets fouled over the back. Macy Thompson is fouled by Dawson Cochran. It'll be Cochran's first foul, and Jackson Heights with two team fouls. Full court pressure again applied by the Cobras. Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. And DePaul's going to be brought up the floor to Johnson. She'll work her way down the left side. Clara lobs it over to the right. Easterday feeds down to the baseline. And again, what you see the Cobras do so well is anticipate a play. They see that pass going to come, and they get themselves in a good place to reach around, knock that ball out. Easterday coming back out of the game, and Tara Wistuba comes back in. A minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. It comes in to Laird, or rather to Macy. She gets tied up. Possession, JCN. Once again, it'll be Tara Wistuba inbounding it right beneath the offensive goal for Jeff North. She'll bring it out on top to Clara. Johnson goes right side. Jobbins, Clara for three. In and out, won't go. Rebound underneath. Followed up by Wistuba, won't go. Rebound, here comes Jackson Heights. With a minute 15 to go in the opening half now, the upcourt pass knocked away with Stuba, knocks it out of bounds into the crowd on the near side. Cobras putting it back in play. Coming back into the game is going to be McKendry McMahon. And again, Cobras, seven players deep. The starting five, along with Cochran and Allen. Now the feet will go to the baseline, and stepping on the baseline, Canyon Olberding trying to drive from the outside corner across beneath and steps on the paint. Going to get Kylie Deakman back into the game for Jackson Heights and head coach Dan Shoup. A minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. Here comes JCN. It's being brought up the court. I don't think they necessarily want to see Lydia bringing it up the floor, but she did. Beautiful pass underneath. Up and in. Two defenders collide in the bucket. An open layup for Clara. It is now a 7-5 game. The feed over to the left side. Pass comes out on top. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three. No good. Offensive rebound. And it'll come back again to Olberding. She missed that last one. Rebounded down by Deakman. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Jason leading it by a pair at 7-5. Out near the center circle of the basketball is going to be Deakman. Swings it over to Olberding. They got plenty of time. Here's Annie with it. Back over to the right to Olberding. She'll cut baseline, and it's going to be slapped away by Clara Johnson. 22 seconds left during the first quarter. Jackson Heights is going to bring Petlis back into the game, and Deakman is going to come out. Cobras are going to bring it in. They want it underneath the goal. Can't get it there. Going to have to bring it off on top. Here it is to Olberding. Launches between the circles. Plenty of time yet. 15 on the clock. They'll dish it left side. Annie Allen. Top side with 10. Getting serious now. Left side, McMahon throws it away. And Jackson Heights is going to turn it over with 5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. JCN's got a long way to go to get a shot away. But then again, the other night, Jackson Heights had a long way to go to get a shot away. Here comes Wistuba. Kicks it over to the right. Bringing it down. Clara up. And hits it at the buzzer. What a job by Clara Johnson. And we've got a timeout on the floor. The first quarter of this ladies' sub-state championship game in the book. JCN 9, Jackson Heights 5.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Back with you for Class 2A Substate Basketball Championship Night. Saturday evening across the state of Kansas, champions are being crowned and awarded their tickets to the state tournament coming up next week. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Is he with me here upstairs, Tom Townsend? Wow. Jackson Heights held to 5 first quarter points. 3 for McMahon and 2 for Olberding. J.C. and led by Clara Johnson with seven. Lydia Tweed with two. Here we go into the second quarter. It is going to be Heights basketball. We are underway. Topside Olberding. She'll drive left, puts the shot up way too strong. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Tara Vestuba. Vestuba will bring it up the floor. Kicks it up the court. Feeds into the middle. It's going to be thrown away. Her pass a little bit errant. Back down with it. The crash. No block. The shot is going to be up. We're going to wave that off. What a job getting down the floor by Vestuba. She got down court, stood her ground, drew the charge. The foul is going to be on Kaylee Thompson, and no basket. It is still 9-5. 7.5 to play in the opening quarter. Now, ball into the floor. Now the ball is going to be stolen back by JCN. Clara Johnson has it. Vestuba. You can see Jackson Heights a little frustrated. Vestuba comes down, gets bumped a couple of times, comes out on top to Clara. 7-11 to go in the half. Back out on top with it is going to come Jobin. Over to the right to Johnson. Thompson, it goes with Stuba. Johnson again on the right. A minute gone in the second quarter. Now kicking out on top is going to be Lydia Tweed. Tweed over to the left side of Stuba. Cobras sticking with their zone defense, and JCN just working it. Back to the right side, Johnson. Lady Chargers looking to remember to not get impatient. Here's Macy. Now the ball batted away, and Jobin dives for it, loses it. So Claire is going to turn it over, and back up with it will come Jackson Heights. And again, we get from Coach Shoup, and basically the offense-defense switching out as Diekman is in for the defensive side, and when they can, they take her out and bring Cochran in for her more polished offensive side. 6.5 to go in the opening half. Heights with the basketball. Olberding will take a baseline. One-handed runner. Got the roll. Kaden Olberding, her fourth point of the game. It is 9-7. JCN in front. 6:20 to go, and now the ball's going to be turned over. Olberding with the steal. He will drive and shoot and miss it. Taken away by Wistuba. Knocked to the floor. Picks it up. Gets it away to Claire. Here comes Jobin. She's driving down. Goes right. Goes in. Up. Missed it. Rebound. Battled for. Tipped around. Out of bounds. They're going to say Cobra basketball. 6 minutes to go in this opening half. Macy Thompson out. Abby Laird right back into the game. And Canyon Olberding up the floor with it for Jackson Heights. Heights will bring it top of the key. That's going to be Kaylee Thompson with it. 5:55 to go. Turn around. The shot is going to be batted away. Laird comes down with the basketball and gets it away to Johnson. Clara down the right side. Into the corner to Tweed. Lydia goes to the baseline. Has it stripped out of her hand. Gets on the floor. Battling for it. And it's loose. And finally, it's going to be picked up by Heights. Here they come up the court. Jackson Heights loves to hustle, loves to reach and bump around. Here's a shot underneath that misses. Offensive rebound is going to be stripped away, and they're going to call a foul on Jeff Norris. The foul is going to be on Tara Vestuba. It'll be her first foul of the game. JCN has 5 fouls, one each on 5 different players. And at the line for Heights with a chance to tie the game is going to be Rebecca Huntless. Her first one, high arcing and fails. Jackson Heights has not shot well at the free throw line. 1 of 6 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for Huntless. It is on its way. Won't go in. Gets her own rebound. Follows it home. JCN battling over the rebound. Could not control it down. Huntless is able to get it back and score for two. And we're tied now at 9. JCN again battling against the full court pressure. Having a hard time. Gets it in the forecourt. Right side Easterday. Bring it back out on top with Stuba. Here's a lob that couldn't be caught by anybody on the floor. Way too high and too long and out of bounds. And JCN is going to turn it back over. 5:10 to go in the half. On the court for the Chargers right now, you've got Easterday, Jobbins, Wistuba, Laird, and Thompson, both in the game at the same time right now. 5 minutes of play in the first half. The cutter into the lane, the travel, no, the shot, yes. Give the bucket to Dawson Cochran. Her first point of the game with Jackson Heights in front, and JCN takes the timeout. We're taking a break, and Jackson Heights is on a 6-0 run. We've got 4:58 to go opening half. It is Jackson Heights 11, Jeff North 9.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coming out of the timeout, J.C. Inn will be putting it in play, and it's going to be Macy Thompson inbounding it. The official tells her she may run the baseline if she wishes. She does not. Brings it into Astuba. Kara coming to the floor again. Four people around her. She goes in and up and scores it. Astuba's first bucket of the game, and we're even again now at 11. 4:46 to go in the first half. J.C. and back on defense, settling again into that 3-2 zone with the 2 6-foot players at the 4-5. 11-11. Not particularly high scoring. Here's Olberding left side. Canyon will dump it into the middle, and it's going to be batted free by Easterday, who reaches in. Elizabeth ties it up. And the J.C. and senior is going to force a jump ball position, and we're back to the Chargers. This time it'll be Jobbins coming out of the game, and Jeff North's leading scorer, Clara Jobbins, is back in. Easterday to Astuba. Here up the floor again. Four defenders chase her. She'll dish it over to Laird, who has it knocked out of her hands by Olberding. And it'll come back up back in at their offensive baseline to Jeff North. 4:18 to go, approaching the midpoint here of the second quarter. Ball comes out on top. Over to the right side, Easterday. Skips it in. Astuba comes out on top. Johnson, no. Tip around, pull down Macy, follows up, no. Rebound, out of play, and stepping on the baseline. Cobras are going to give it back. Macy in basketball down to the baseline, and it'll be Claire Jobbins back in. Jobbins in, Laird out. 4:05 to go. Second quarter. It comes in to Elizabeth and through her hand. Jason is going to turn her over on the inbound play. We go now inside 4 minutes to go, first half. Here's a baseline three, up and good. Big three-point shot for Jackson Heights. And that's the reason to bring Dawson Cochran into the game. He's got five of them here in this second quarter. Charges with a basketball. It's going to be batted away out of the hand. And what do we have here? See what the call was? Might be turning the position.
It was a travel.
Okay, thank you. 3:44 to play. And a break for it. Jane Steen is taking the ball back. We're in the first half. 14-11. Jackson Heights. And again, Jason throws the ball right into the defender's hands. The lobs are just not very high. Shot misses. Astuba rebounds it down. He needs to just bring it up the floor. He'll drive it down the right side. Stop. Head fake. Shot blocked again. And Jackson Heights must have 6 or 8 or more blocks already in the first half. Devine over to the right side. The shot up. Air ball way too strong. Rebound and a foul call. 3:14 to go. First half. And this foul is on Huntsville. So Rebecca Huntsville will have foul number one. Jackson Heights has 4 fouls in the first half. Chase Kidd is going to bring it in again against pressure. Here's Jobbins to Astuba, and she's going to travel with it. But Chase Kidd is absolutely not capable of handling the ball off the court against the Jackson Heights pressure. I would say they have stopped before midcourt more times than they've gotten past midcourt in the second quarter. 3:10 to go. Second quarter. Heights back with the basketball, and they lead by 3 at 14-11. They work outside, skip it over to the right. The turnaround shot, nope. Rebound. 2 Cobras fight over the basketball, and they call it a jump ball. So, I was lucky for Jackson Heights. It wasn't a traveling violation. Olberding will bring it in. Jackson Heights will bring it up to the top. Back over to the right. Here's Olberding going three and hits it. Canyon Olberding, seven. And it's now 17-11. And the second quarter has been a disaster for JCN. 2:40 to play in the half yet. Up with it will come Jobbins. She looks at the ball, watches it. So she dribbles it up the floor, shoots from 15, missed it. And a rebound down to the Cobras. And we got a warning to the Jackson Heights coach. They're not going to give him a T yet. He will get one warning. With 2.5 to play before halftime. Leading it now by 6. Here comes Jackson Heights. They have outscored JCN 12-2 in the second quarter. The feed off the right block. The dish back to Olberding. She'll cut baseline. Feeds across underneath. And the layup will wrap around and go in for Cochran. 19-11. And now pressure in the backcourt. And Jackson Heights is being a little emboldened now. Now that they're on this, 14-2 run. Now they're getting a little more bold, and they're reaching in a little harder, and they're bumping a little harder. Now they're going to pick up some fouls. That'll be the second foul on Cochran. JCN brings it in. 2 minutes to go. Second quarter. Right side, Clara. Goes up. Shot block out of her hands. Gets her own rebound. And now she's thrown to the floor, and we're going to get a Heights foul again. And now again, Jackson Heights likes the more physical, get mixed it up kind of basketball. This is going to be the first foul for Mackenzie McMahon. Chargers have 2 points in the second, and we've got a minute 55 to go in the half. Skip pass over to the left side. That's going to be Lydia. She'll bring it off on top. Clara gives it over on the right side to Claire. And again, I have no idea what that call is. I cannot see the officials from where we're at, so. Going back, though, to Jackson Heights with a minute 45 to go. Double dribble. And we're going to get a timeout, JCN. Taking a break with the Chargers. Down to a minute 45 to go in the first half. It's Jackson Heights 19, Jeff North 11.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
For never been a 45 to play in the opening half of the ladies' game. The first are sub-state championships here on Care Radio this evening from the Volleyball Sub-State. And JCN have broken out to a lead early in the game, but the second quarter has been disastrous for them. Jackson Heights outscored him in the second quarter to the tune of 14-2. And they, Jackson Heights, will have the ball back in play. Minute 45 to go in the half. Olberding brings it up. Chargers are going to have a stop here pretty soon. The skip at the free throw line. Take it off. The feed underneath. The shot is up and good. I'm guessing, was it Penn who hit that, McMahon? Her fifth point of the game, and now it's 21-11. It's JCN being pushed and shoved from behind. No foul called. It'll be out on top now. Clear. Claire Jobbins. Back over to the right side to Johnson. Clara to Claire. Minute 10 to go. First head out. Hit against the zone defense of Jackson Heights. Comes back over to the right side. Out on top. Here's Jobbins. She'll go three. Misses it. And a rebound underneath. Kaylee Thompson. Heights with the basketball, bringing it back up court. Olberding swings it left. The three for Huntless. Rebound out of play. It'll be sober ball. 44 seconds to go. Second quarter. Macy's coming out of the game, and back in for JCN comes Abby Laird. The feed in, the quick shot up, no defense there, it's missed, and an offensive rebound, no defense there again, and off the window, it's good. Nobody getting in the middle. Nobody putting a hand up. And Kaylee Thompson, uncontested from the free throw line, makes it out 23-11. Down with it will come Jobbins. She will cut to the middle. Dish to the left. Jobbins with it on top. 20 seconds to go in the second. Stacy and burning down time. Hoping to get maybe a second basket in the quarter. They've got 2 points this quarter. 13, now 12 seconds. Back out on top for Stuba. 8 seconds, now 7. Johnson, they're not going to get a shot off. Here it goes. The shot up is partially blocked. Rebound blocked again. And it's going to be rejected out of bounds. Jason's going to have it with 0.3. And again, Coach Shoup will make his offense-defense switch. Chargers, you don't have time to come down and shoot. You've got to tip it with this kind of time. Looking to bring it in, it's up, it's not close, and that's the end of the first half. We'll be back and summarize it for you. From Valley Falls, Kansas, halftime of the girls' sub-state championship. It's Jackson Heights 23, Jeff North 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction wishes our area teams the best at sub-state basketball. Broker Andy Conser and agents Jamie Heinen and Caitlin Gantz specialize in traditional listings, buyer agency, and auctions. Reach them at 785-573-SOLD.
Happy to have you with us for postseason high school basketball and sub-state championship night. We go to the locker room of the ladies' game. Jackson Heights has come from behind. They trailed at the end of the first quarter, but they roared back. A big second quarter and have a lead. Izzy, you want to recap the first half scoring, please?
Yeah, starting off with Jackson Heights, we have Canyon Oldering with 7 points, Mackenzie McMahon with 5 points, Kaylee Thompson with two, and also with two, Rebecca Hublu. And for JCN, we have Tara Westuba with two, Claire Jobbins with seven, and Lydia Tweed with two.
No real foul trouble for anybody. The only player with more than one is Dawson Cochran, and she's got two, so there's no real foul issue for either team. Second quarter was really all Jackson Heights as they outscored JCN 18-2 in that second quarter. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget we've got the boys game coming up next. It'll be ACCHS against Valley Falls. But first, we'll return to bringing the second half of the ladies game live. But right now, with your intermission score, Heights 23, Jeff North 11. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio for, yes, his version of a championship halftime.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for high school basketball right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the Valley State Substate, the Valley Falls Substate games in just a couple of moments, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got, of course, high school basketball continuing this evening with the boys game, and coming up on Wednesday, we will have state games to be announced, as is Thursday and Friday, with possibilities of state games next Saturday. Please stay tuned to the sports sections of the CARE News reports to get more information on those upcoming games. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Taking a look around the area in boys basketball, we've got at the half, Axtell leading Hanover 35-17. Royal Valley is sitting at 28 points to Sabetha's 10, and it is Carr Parvell at 24 points to Troy's 16. Taking a look at this game, we've got Jackson Heights girls at 23 points to JCN's 11. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deal. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 28. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Mainly cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 26. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, we've had a precipitous drop in temperature over the last 2 hours. We went from 78.8 degrees at 4 p.m. to now currently 52.2 degrees. The relative humidity is 64%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.67 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature is 44 degrees. The winds are out of the west-southwest at 22 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
James, this Class 2A Substate Championship night, and we go to the second half in the girls game with Jackson Heights. And they have a big lead, 23-11. For JC in the locker room is, you gotta say, gotta come out. Gotta come out fast, gotta come out strong. I mean, the worst that can happen is you lose, right? I mean, you've just gotta get aggressive. 7:40 to go here in the third quarter. JC puts the ball in play, and they're gonna begin the second half with offense. They'll ship it over to the right side. Almost a turnover. Back end will come to Johnson. Parrott goes to Tara, her pass across, and another turnover by JCN. First of his pass was stepped in front of us, stolen away. JCN, look how far back they drop, and they allow that wide open 3-point shot. She was doing this, like, what, 2-3 steps back from her player, and now here's a turnaround shot in the middle. It's up and good. Quick 2-point shot in the middle for Kaylee Thompson. She's got 4. Now 25-11. Going back to the opening quarter. What is that now? A 20-2 run for Jackson Heights. At the end of the first quarter, it was 9-5 JCN. Here's Jobbins, drives in, loses the handle, it's picked up by Clara. There's your 3. How about that? Clara Johnson. 10 points for JCN, and it's 25-14. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Way up top side with the basketball, it's going to be Kaylee Thompson. They'll feed it into the free throw line. A bit in the lane is going to be Huntless. Back it'll go to Johnson. John is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Pulled down. Height goes 14 feet. No. Rebound tipped around and fought for and get a jump ball. Possession arrow back to Cobras. Thompson's got to come out of the ball game and back in for JCN, and head coach Steve Noel will come the sophomore, Abby Laird. It comes into the left side of the lane, cutting in, the shot off the window, and nope, but we got a foul. Official from the far side in front of the Jackson Heights bench will call a foul, and there will be a pair of free throws coming the way of Kaylee Thompson. Burston rattles, it's good. That, by the way, is the second foul of the game by Abby Laird and the first foul of the second half for either team. One more shot coming up here for Kaylee Thompson. Kaylee's only a junior. This shot is up, missing. Here comes JCN. It is now 26-14, and we are 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Claire Jobbins has it, just kind of holding the ball, looking inside. Nothing happening, nothing moving, nothing changing in there, so she'll bring it back out on top. Continues to look inside, nothing. Now they feed the middle throw right into the hands of a defender again. Down the court, we get a block, and we're going to have a foul on Wistuba. So Tara Wistuba picks up her second foul, and right now has 2 fouls and 2 points. And at the line, Canyon Olberding, she's 0-for-2 at the free throw line, but that one's going to roll in. It is her 8 point this evening. Overton makes it 27-14. Second one, off the mark, rebounded Laird. 27-14, Cobras. Back up with it is going to be Clara Johnson. Chase Dean with the basketball, Clara, top side with Stuba. Chargers are going to have to score. I mean, I know you've got to be patient and look for the shot you want. No question about that. But they're going to have some fruitful trips down court. And right now, they swing the ball, but the defense doesn't have to do much. They're just kind of standing there. They just turn their head and watch the ball go from one side to the other. Back out near the center circle with it is going to be with Stuba. 5 minutes to play. They've taken a lot of time off the clock with this possession. Laird will flash out on top for the high post. Back it'll go to Johnson. She'll cut toward the middle. Nearly had a head-on collision with her teammate, Claire Jobbins, and they avoid it somehow. Top side, that's Lydia. Tweed kicks it back over to the right to Johnson, and JC has kind of put this thing in the deep freeze. Here's a shot, I think that was a shot, I don't know, but it was blocked away by two defenders, and back up with it will come Jackson Heights. The three from the left side, way off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Jeff North. 4.5 to go, third quarter. 27-14. Jackson Heights out front. The feed over to the right block, and we'll have a Heights foul. The meetings between these two teams earlier in the season, well, this score so far tonight, right on line. The first time it was 42-22, then it was 43-27, and that is a pretty likely kind of a scoring range at this rate. JCM looking to do something about that. Inbound, it comes on top, and the inbound pass, and we're going to have a foul. Canyon Olverding's going to pick up a foul on the inbound play. It'll be her first foul of the game, and it'll come in now to Laird, who shoots off the window and scores. Abby Laird. 27-16. 4:15 to go in the third. Heights will go to the right block. The pass is underneath. Is loose on the floor, and Macy Thompson reaches out and bats it out of play off a Heights player. It'll come back in again to Jefferson County North. Chargers putting it in play. 4 minutes to go. Now, again, J.C. having a hard time getting up the court. Double-teamed with Stuba. Can't bring it up. Now they double-team the ball again. J.C. falling on the floor, rolling around. And finally, 3-4 players dive on the ball. This is just bedlam. 3:50 to go. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. 27-16. Ultimately, he's going to be safe back in play to JCN. It comes in on the right side with Stuba. She does not take a shot. She's had a number of them rejected, and now her pass on top is going to be thrown away, and another turnover by the Chargers. Down with it is Olverding. She travels with the ball. She drags that pivot foot. There it is. I didn't think any defenders had seen it, but the guy on the far side is great eyes over there.
Now the refs are talking, though, so...
The official over on the other side is going to overturn him and say the ball got touched and knocked away. And so there's a break for Jackson Heights. Heights will bring it in. They'll take it left. Olverding, two-handed shot for three, is up and misses. And an offensive rebound followed up and in. Get that bucket for Jackson Heights. It's going to be Cochran, and she's got nine. 29-16. JC will bring it back up the floor. 3:20 to play in the third quarter. JC found themselves in a big hole at halftime, but haven't really been able to scrim into that at all. In fact, they've been outscored 6-5 here in the third quarter. Here's Laird, goes left side, dishes it over. Johnson for three, way too hard. And a rebound pulled down underneath, shot up by Wistuba. Nope. And rebound up with the Cobras. Flying down, Olverding, she's in and up in. It won't go in. Rebound and a foul call. .2:50 to play. It's going to be foul number one for Claire Johnson, or Claire Jobbins, rather. I've got it for one already. Free throw. Rolls around and it falls in. So for Jackson Heights, Annie Allen will have her first point. Another look at it here. Annie taking her time, pushes it skyward. Nope. Rebound followed up, and nope. Rebound Pull down Mastuba. She's got an outlet. There it goes. Driving right side, Jobbins. Instead of going to the rack, Jobbins turns back to the middle and gets thrown to the floor. It's a jump ball. Had an avenue to go straight to the rim. Instead decided to make a counterclockwise turn to the middle of the lane and got herself right into the arms of a defender. 2:40 to play. Easterday will have it on top. Back over to the right side. GCM with the basketball. 2.5 to go. Third quarter. Trailing by 14. Easterday comes to the right side. Cobra's being very patient. Laying back in the 2-3 zone. The feet into the lane. Lydia. No room. Back out it comes with Stuba. Looks good, but won't fall. Rebound Lydia. Follows up. Block. And here comes Jackson Heights. Another block by Kaylee Thompson. 2 minutes left in the third. Here's Olberding with it. Goes between the circles. Diekman. Olberding right side. Goes three. Rebound is on the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball. Apparently, yeah. Possession arrow back to Jackson Heights. 1:58 to go in the third. Class 2A sub-state championship game here in Valley Falls. Right side is going to be Canyon Olberding. Looks it off on top. There's, again, it looks like a trap with all the hopping and skipping over there, but I think that official over there is a little gun-shy about making that call now. And as we drive to the baseline, we're going to get a blocking foul underneath on Lydia. Lydia Tweed will pick up foul number two. It'll be three team fouls on JCN. Team fouls are even at three each. 30-16. Jackson Heights in front. Looking to bring it in. They come way out on top. Leaping into the air to haul it down is going to be Cochran. Back to the baseline. The feet into the lane. An unobstructed jump shot. It's up a good Kaylee Thompson. 32-16. A minute and a half to go, third quarter. Elizabeth Easterday had a shot, passed it up, kicks it back to the right side to Mostuba. Out on top, there's Claire Johnson. Again, Elizabeth. Easterday to the baseline left. Lady charges with the ball, back out top side. 1:10 to go, third quarter. Top side, skip pass back over to the right. And Wazuba tripped, nearly knocked to the ground, has to pick it up, scoots it into the middle, and we're going to get another JCN turnover. Back up court with the basketball, Jackson Heights, and Concrete dishes it over to the left side, comes back out between the circles. Dawson Concrete goes baseline, throws it away. 42 seconds to go. Here in the third quarter. Players coming in and out of the game for Jackson Heights. And now they've got six out of the floor. Now they're gonna suggest that Hepless comes off. That'll give them five. JCN brings the ball again. Pressure. All is pressure, and the Chargers having a hard time with it. Left side it goes, and into the forecourt is Claire Jobbins. Half a minute to go, third quarter. Jobbins will go the three. Rebound saved in the corner by Laird. That was a nice job. Brings it out on top. Jobbins kicks it back, slips, falls, gets back up. Johnson, 12 seconds left. Back over to the right side it comes. JCN out on top with eight. Driving in, coming off the screen. The shot is up and missing. Rebound pulled down. 2 seconds, 1 second. We got the long shot. Not close. We'll come to the end of three quarters. Going to the fourth quarter in Valley Falls, 2A sub-state title game. It is Jackson Heights 32, JCN 16.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction supports local schools and wishes our area teams the best at sub-state basketball. Covenant Real Estate and Auction specializes in live, internet-only, and live webcast auctions. Contact them at 785-573-SOLD.
Jefferson County North has the leading score in the game with Sarah Johnson, 10 points. But for Jackson Heights, they've really filled it up in the middle with Dawson Cochran with 9, Overding with 9, Thompson with 7, 5 in the game for Mackenzie McMahon. And in that quarter, Jackson Heights outscores JCN 9-5. Going to the fourth quarter for the Lady Chargers. Going to take some offense. And here comes JCN. They're going to have the ball to begin things. We're underway in the fourth quarter. It is 32-16. And JCN scores many in the fourth quarter as they did in the first three combined. They're going to need that. And a shutout. Top side with it, they're going to come to Lydia Tweed. Right side, Jobbins. Back out on top, and Jobbins pass into the hands of Overding. And now here comes Jackson Knight. They'll cut right, go in. No foul. Offensive foul. We haven't seen that yet tonight. We've had a lot of contact. See who this foul is going to be on. Second foul of the game for Mackenzie McMahon. It'll be three team fouls for Jackson Heights. Chase team has committed 4 in the second half. 7:15 to play in the game. Still 32-16. Chase will dribble it off on top. Gets to Vestuva. Kara looks in. No room. Back over to the right side. Jobbins. Johnson. Vestuva. Back to Johnson. And again, they work the top side. Now Johnson gets tripped, thrown to the floor, and we got a Cobra foul. It's going to be Canyon Oberding, only picking up her second foul of the game. Team fouls are going to be even up between these two clubs now at 4 apiece. JCN will come in deep at the baseline. And Claire Jobbins brings it out on top to Johnson. Time getting away from the Lady Chargers here. Trailing by 16, not taking any shots at all. They'll feed over to the right block. Mishandled by Tweed. She'll pick it up, put the shot away, miss it. And a rebound down to Overding. She'll take it down the right side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. Dump it over to the baseline. Down low with it. Trying to get in the middle. It's going to be Thompson. It's up and in. Huffles is going to end up with a bucket. She's got her fourth point of the game. And now 34-16 with 6:20 left. JCN comes back on top. 16 points with 6 minutes to go in the game. Toward the right side. Jobbins had it, nearly lost it. Able to pick it back up. Feeds in the middle. It's going to be taken away from Wistuba. Driving down court. Overding in, up, missed it. And we got a foul in the backcourt. Is it on Overding, I think? No. It is going to be on Jackson Heights, Rebecca Huntless. 5:50 to go here this evening. Don't forget the guys' game still coming up here on K Radio. And Elizabeth Easterday, the senior for JCN, comes up floor with it. JCN only has a couple of seniors on the team. They've got Tara Wistuba, Elizabeth Easterday, Lydia Tweed and Zenano. Here's the feed down to the baseline. It's going to be slapped away out of bounds. Back it will come to JCN. But again, all of this is taking a lot of time. We're down now to 5.5 minutes to go in a 34-16 game. Back into the left side. A little bumping and pushing. And JCN able to recover the feed in the middle. Macy's shot, no. Abby's follow shot, no. But they're waving it away anyway, saying there was a foul that occurs on the floor. JCN will be putting in play down to the baseline. The whistle is going to be on Kaylee Thompson. It'll be her second. Look at her third. And team foul 6. Right side, Easterday gets the 3. Elizabeth Easterday. Her first points this evening. 34-19. We've got 5:15 to go. Jackson Heights, 21-1 coming into the game tonight. JCN coming in at 15-8. It was JCN who defeated ACCHS in round 1. And Jackson Heights with a miracle shot with less than 2 seconds left to get by Riverside, 47-46 to get to this game. Here's a shot up, missing. Rebound, and we got another foul on Jackson Heights. Our crew's going to come over, and he's trying to flash to his teammates to make sure he had the right player. And they kind of give him the thumbs up. So the foul is going to be the third foul tonight for Mackenzie McMahon. And as it's now the 1-1, James Deanne and Abby Laird will come to the line for the 1-1, and she has 2 points so far tonight. She had a bucket back in the third quarter. Her free throw wide to the right side, and the rebound saved underneath. Stripped out of the hands of Wasuba and stolen away by Jackson Heights. Up the floor they come, and now James Dean is going to have a steal. Here comes Jobbins. She'll bring it down the right side, goes 1-on-4. 4.5 to play in the game. Wasuba goes to the left edge. Claire Johnson, down low to Jobbins. Jobbins will go 3. Off the window, nope. Rebound, and we're going to get a foul on Wasuba, I think. Patera has her third foul this evening, and we've got 4:15 to go. 34-19. Jackson Heights in front. Getting a timeout? Yeah. Let's take a break. What do you say, Joseph? 4:15 to go in the ladies' game. It is Jackson Heights 34, Jeff North 19.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Happy to have you with us here in Valley Falls. We're with 4:15 to play in the fourth quarter of this girls sub-state championship game. It is all Jackson Heights. They are leading at 34-19. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Izzy with me here upstairs. Tom Counts. And right now you've got the Cobras with the basketball over to the right side. Brings it off on top. Back over on the right in the hands of Olberding. Wasuba playing a little more aggressively, and this is what JCN is going to have to do. I mean, do they commit a foul? Yes, it is team foul 6. But without committing a foul, without trying to pursue the ball and upping the ante, if you will, it's going to be hard to come back from behind, and you're running out of time. That is going to be the third foul for Lydia. Over to the left side of the free throw line. It is McMahon with it. Dribbling it out toward the top is going to be Cochran. And Cobras are now trying to chill this thing a little bit. Back it will come to the right side and Olberding, and they will say Wasuba reaches in. And now that'll be her fourth. For Tara Wasuba, personal foul number 4, coming to the line for Jackson Heights. Olberding, she will be there for the 1+. Has 8 points tonight. She is 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Canyon Olberding. Free throw. It's good. She will earn the bonus. One more look at it for the junior. It is up and good. She will get them both and now has 10. 36-19. Jackson Heights. Down 3.5 to play. Right side is going to be Claire Johnson. She works all the way to the corner, brings it back off on top of the dribble, takes it between the circles to Wasuba. Tara holds it up. Right side Johnson into the corner. Here's Jobbins, 3, way short. Rebound. Wasuba's going to track it down to the corner. Dribble across the baseline, goes in, kicks it up and in and 1. Tara Wasuba, that was a nice play. Tara has her 4th point of the game. Making it 36-21. It is going to be the 4th foul on Jackson Heights, Mackenzie McMahon. Harris free throw up and not going to go. Rebound pulled down by Height. 36-21. Just over 3 minutes to play in the game now. Jackson Heights looking to punch its ticket to Bramlage. They'll have it to the left side to Hutless. Top side Thompson. Right side Olberding. 2:45 left. The pass batted away and thrown around to the floor, and Jackson Heights is going to pick it up. So the coach's shoot is going to call a timeout and try to circle his wagons a little bit. We're going to take a break. 2:42 to go in the game. Jackson Heights 36, Jeff North 21.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
.242 to go in the ladies' game. Guys' game still to come up here on Cheer Radio this evening. Jackson Heights in front. 36-21. The undefeated champions of the Northeast Kansas League. They are 21-1. Looking for number 22 before they go to Manhattan. The ball comes in. Cobras will bring it up toward the top. Olberding will handle it. Kicks it back behind her and we're going to have a foul on Jobbins. So Claire will collect her third foul of the game. And once again, JC is going to put Jackson Heights on the free throw line. Now with 2:35 to go. So Steuben coming back into the game and also checking in Abby Laird. So there's a JC and offense-defense trade-off. Long look at the bucket, the free throw, rims out, will not go in for Cochran. Here comes JCN. Postuba up the floor, 2.5 left. Postuba into the lane, shoots, too short. Rebound on top, followed up, Jobbins, no. Rebound underneath, pulled away, Postuba goes up in traffic, no. Rebound, everybody's on the floor, and let's see where this foul is going to be. They're going to call a foul on Jeff North. They're going to put the Cobras on the line. And all the way to the other end of the court, we're going to gramble. Back on. The third foul for Abby. And Jackson Heights is going to leave everyone in the backcourt except Kaylee Thompson, who will shoot and hit the 1-1. One more shot coming up. That is the 8th point of the game for Kaylee Thompson. Kaylee's second one, no good. Laird for the rebound. It is 37-21. And we've got 2:12 to go. Chargers with the basketball. They're running the time down. They'll dish it left side. Jobbins slips, falls, ball gets away. And we have a double dribble on Canyon Olberding because she thought to herself she was going coast to coast with that one. Will not. It's going to come back once again, too. Jeff North. JCN left side. Jobbins back to the right side. Johnson. Top to Astuba. Minute 50 to go in the game. Cutting into the lane. Kind of falling away. Shot misses. And a rebound. Laird had it knocked out of her hands. She thought it was going to be knocked away, but the official down there says it's going to be off JCN and we're going to get a charge or timeout. Taking a break. Joseph, we're down to a minute 45 left in our first game. Jackson Heights in front. 37-21.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Minute 45 to play. Here comes Jackson Heights. JC has already out of the court. Elizabeth Easter Day is out there, and we've got, who else? You got Claire Jobbins out of the court, Macy Thompson out there, Lydia Tweed, and we're going to round this out with Claire Jobbins. Yeah. Here comes the basketball, and here come the Cobras. And as we get into the forecourt, we're going to get a foul. It'll be the first double bonus opportunity for Jackson Heights. That's team foul 10 for JCN in the second half. It'll be the third foul of the game for Claire. Free throw. Perfect. Lestuba and Laird come back in for the JCN offense. Long, hard look at it. Looking for the second one. And that's .39. So Cochran will hit a pair of free throws here and has her 11th points of the game. It is 39-21, and now we've got a whistle, and what do we have? I think we have a clock issue, maybe. I don't think it started quite as quickly as it was supposed to. I'm not sure that 3 seconds on the clock is going to have a huge impact on the outcome of all of this, but they got to walk over to the scorer's table and ask them to change it to a minute 34. Okay? To a minute 28. So they did take six off. Rasuma's going to be putting it in play. Here comes JCS. Chargers have it up topside. Mastuba, minute 20 to go. 3-point shot off the mark, a little wide to the left side, and Claire Johnson could not get that one to fall. Claire with 10 points so far today. And again, the Chargers will make an offense-defense switch out with a minute 20 left. Ball comes in deep in the backcourt. Full court pressure by Jeff North. They allow Oberding to bring the ball up the floor. She brought the ball up great the other day, but it doesn't look like that's her favorite thing to do. Probably not her long suit handling the ball. And we'll get a foul by JC and Claire Jobbins. And she will foul out. So Claire Jobbins is going to foul out tonight with a minute 9 to go in the game. And no points this evening. Free throw. It's up and good. One more shot coming up here for Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights leading it by 19 with a minute 9 to go. Still Coach Shoup. He is a 7-player guy. Second free throw. Oh, yes. And both of them will be good for Cochran. 41-21. Remember I told you it was going to be close to the earlier scores? They were 42-22 and 43-27. Here's the ball stolen away. Driving down. Oberding shoots, scores, gets fouled. So Oberding will have a dozen points and maybe 13. Easterday will have a foul tonight. And JCN is going to go deep into the bench. We'll see if Jackson Heights decides that's a great idea or not. Maybe not. We got Jocelyn Seaver in the game for Jefferson County North. First free throw is good. We've also got freshman Kennedy Hernandez in. One minute to go. Jocelyn. Here she comes into the forecourt. She'll swing it over to the right side, into the corner. It goes to Johnson. Back out on top, that's Hernandez. Shot on its way for Johnson. Off the rim once, twice, three times. Won't go. Rebound, Laird. Yeah, Abby Laird. It is 44-23. Half a minute to go. Top side with the Jacksonites is going to be Kylie Diekman. Beekman throws up her dribble, holds it up on top, now pushes off with her free hand. Yeah, wait a minute, let me throw that to somebody. 20 seconds left. Jackson Heights took it a wind down time. Now coach is going to bring in 8 substitution. Coach Shoup will bring in McKenna Reese-Check with 17 seconds to go. Final score tonight, Jackson Heights 44, Jeff North 23, and we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas, where the Girls Something Championship game is in the books, and it was Jackson Heights who had to come from behind tonight, but they took it by the tune of 44-23. Over Jefferson County North. Are you done with your bookwork there? You're pretty close.
Give me a second.
Okay, we'll work on that. James, he had jumped up to a lead early in the game, playing very, very well. In fact, they were up 9-5 as we were at the end of the opening quarter, but then the second quarter was just devastating for them as Jackson Heights outscores JPN 18-2 in the second quarter. And that gave them the boost they needed to propel them to a 20-second win. Jackson Heights down 22-1. Set?
Yep.
All right. Here's a recap of the story tonight. Here's Izzy.
All right. Starting off with Jackson Heights, we have Canyon Oldering with 13 points, Mackenzie McMahon with 5, Kaylee Thompson with 8, Rebecca Huffus with 4, Allen with 1, Dawson Kutron with 13. And for JCN, we have Tara Westubo with 4, Claire Jobbins with 10, Elizabeth Easterday with 3, Lydia Tweed with 2, and Lord with 4.
Your Bank of Edge is a player of the game today. We're going to give it to Dawson Cochran for Jackson Heights. She had 7 points in that pivotal second quarter and ending up with 13-9 tying for team high scoring honor. So, Dawson Cochran, your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Jackson Heights, on to the state tournament in Manhattan next week. Don't go far. We're going to take a little bit of a break. They're going to dust off the floor, polish up the rims, put new air in the basketballs, and we're going to have the guys' championship game here on CARE Radio very, very shortly, as it will be in Game 2, Valley Falls and ACCHS. Final score again to the ladies' contest, Jackson Heights 44. Jeff North, 23. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the incredibly comfortable, very modern CARE Radio Sports Studio. And we'll be back here.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.